Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I swear to you, we're going to talk about the MLB All-Star Game and All-Star Selection, but real quick.
If you're heading south on 75, go ahead and exit now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it is a mess.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about stuff that maybe our kids say that sometimes get us in trouble.
The darndest things.
We were reading this book. And it was about like this tickle monster from outer space. I don't know why we bought this book. It feels very inappropriate. And it will be like, I'm going to tickle you next. It's going to be neat because I'm going to tickle your feet. But he has this one line and it's like, next thing I'm going to tickle is just for the kiddies.
What?
And you're just like, hold on. What?
I'm sorry.
And then you turn the page and it's like, your underarm pitties. And my wife and I both got really nervous that she like maybe bought the wrong book without like looking through it, because it's about this alien from outer space who comes and tickles you. And you're like, what have you done, Jess?
What?
And
that sounds like a terrifying.
The point is, it's still a creepy book.
Alien anyway.
And then once he's done tickling the kid, he flies off. Like it really feels like he got busted for something on his planet. And he's like, I'm going to go fly around. If anybody knows the name of that book, help me out.
I hate being tickled. I like that's this is a thing where Adrian, if the when we were the kids were all younger and they were all wrestling, you know, we're all wrestling on the bed. Everybody loves to wrestle, you know, wrestling's mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. We're all wrestling and everything. And if the kids ever got me into a position where, you know, they thought they were winning, Adrian would go, tickle him. Oh. And I would tell them, I will throw you across the house. All right. Not just the room, the entire house. You need to understand, I do not like being tickled. And so they all know. They all know, Kevin.
Okay.
I feel like I can't breathe, and I don't like that feeling.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
As Anthony Rumble Johnson once said.
He said the reason why he taps out is because he likes to breathe.
He said air is good.
That's a true story. By the way, a couple more football updates for you. John Elway is not going to face any charges in the death of his agent. Remember we talked about that?
Sad.
In the golf cart and everything. And then maybe we talk about this longer form at another time, but did you see Randy Moss said that he thinks Justin Jefferson could be on pace to be the greatest receiver ever?
Oh, I did not see this.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously.
I agree. I can see that because of what he's done so early in his career, and he's the number one target. He's the guy sure. on that team. He's going to get all the passes, plus he can do so well there. That's interesting. Does he have the longevity for it?
Sure. And that just, that feels like really high praise coming from somebody who's arguably the second best wide receiver of all time.
You think Randy Moss thinks that?
He probably thinks he's the best, right?
I don't know. I really, that is
a good question.
I don't know
I'm
if he's
sure.
like that egotistic or if he's just like, nah, man, I get it. I understand where Jerry stands compared to me.
Yeah, that is a good question. Now, my next question for you guys here is the way the MLB All-Stars are selected outdated? or is this what the people want? So Jacob Mizorowski became a flashpoint over the weekend. He got picked to be an all-star replacement. He has thrown in five games for all of 25.2 innings.
He's electric.
And so I guess that was my question, because the thought is maybe Trey Turner, maybe Ranger Suarez, maybe Christopher Sanchez would have been like the replacements. And Trey Turner, for example, had very strong thoughts about it. What a joke. That's effing terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is terrible, dude. Nick Castellanos said that he remembered what Craig Kimbrell once told him about the All-Star game. It's turning into the Savannah Bananas. And it's just, you saw so many people mad. And I'm going to go to you on this, Corey, because you've talked about this a couple of times in the past. Do you think they made a mistake in not picking like a quote-unquote more qualified player? Because this is the fewest games ever played by somebody who's named to the All-Star game. Or do you think they picked the player that people want to see over, with all due respect, Trey Turner, Ranger Suarez, etc.?
I think that. And I do believe that those were teammates, that they're upset that their teammate didn't get it. I get that part of it. I do also think, though, is Sanchez is 28, 29. Suarez, 28, 29. Mizorowski's 23. And I do wonder if that's like the future and that's what they're looking at too. Did we do a good enough job of marketing and highlighting the future of the sport, the young up and comers?
Yeah.
And this, I think, is an opportunity to create some of that. Last year, Paul Skeens, you know, like immediately he's in it. Now, he had pitched more.
Like three times as much, but you're right.
But he immediately was in it. And granted, Paul Skeens is a lifetime all-star. He's shown you that already.
Probably.
But this is a situation where I think that they're looking at, how do we get people involved and lifetime fans of players earlier on? Do we do a good enough job of marketing? And I don't think they have in the past. Now, you could also say, well, what about Sanchez? What about Suarez? Don't they need the marketing as well? I agree with that, but I don't love that they're just kind of forcing this, but I don't agree with the Savannah Bananas part.
You do or do
I
not?
I don't.
Do not.
The All-Star game isn't a bit. It's supposed to be fun, but it's not a bit.
Yeah.
And the Bananas, they're playing high-level baseball at and doing a bit at the same time.
Right.
That's supposed to be fun, too. There always seemed, though, the All-Star game had this level of integrity, very high integrity, but all those best players were going to have some fun on that day.
Yeah.
Like Torrey Hunter and Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
That moment right there, just that was so much fun.
Switching positions with Ripken and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like those kinds of things, that's what the All-Star game should be about. And I don't think I think people get too bent out of shape about who makes it and who doesn't. But I guess there is money involved with somebody.
Okay. So there's money involved. But here's the other thing.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I guess I hadn't really thought about this. When you talk about greatness in baseball, all-star appearances are part of the conversation.
Yes.
And so I'm not saying it's going to be these three particular players, but when you look at players for the Hall of Fame, all-star appearances are part of what gets talked about. And like, let's say Trey Turner were to take off, or any of these guys were to take off and like make a push at the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying eight all-star appearances versus seven would be like the sole factor, but I do wonder if like one less all-star appearance here or there could make a difference, not only from a monetary standpoint, from a greatness standpoint, from a contract negotiation standpoint, all of those things.
How is the Pro Bowl selected?
It's very similar in terms of fan voting and then player voting.
But that
well.
Because it's a physical sport the way it is, the amount of money,
yeah,
the athletes were like, we're not going to play.
Well,
like,
and that's why they changed it. Yeah. That's why they don't even pretend that they're going to play the game
and
anymore.
The hockey all-star games, that's pretty good fun all-star game. Especially this year they changed it and it was a lot of fun.
Agreed.
The we've always said, though, the baseball game feels like a real baseball game. If, like,
more than the rest.
Yeah. you're going to usually get a pitcher for six innings in a regular game. You're getting a pitcher, you know, rotated through in this, but it does feel like you can play baseball without risking injury to that level.
I agree.
When you say Pro Bowls, talking about somebody's history, nobody cares.
I agree.
How many All Pros?
For sure.
In the NBA, All-Star games are important.
Yeah.
But all NBAs that just in all defensive, those are the things that matter the most. But in baseball, this one does stand out. It does.
So to go along with this, I can't remember who said this. I apologize. It was some player. Have we moved past the time when every team needs to get an All-Star? Like, I know people are bent out of shape about Mizorowski.
Are you saying that's a dumb rule?
Yes. So have we not gotten past, like, I think Jacob DeGrom made it legitimately. I think we all agree on that, even though he's not going to pitch now. But, like, let's say Nathan Eovaldi hadn't come back and Jacob DeGrom wasn't pitching the way he was. Do the Rangers have a real all-star? And how many players who actually should have been an all-star have gotten jobbed out of it over the years? Because you're like, oh, we got to take somebody from Oakland or Kansas City or now Texas or whatever.
That is the currency of having a national business.
How come they don't do it in the NBA?
You have to. Well, the MLB says that we want all of our markets paying attention to the game.
Okay.
And so even if you're waiting for until the eighth inning to see your dude from Baltimore play, you're still going to wait until that eighth inning to see your dude from Baltimore play.
How come we haven't gotten a Rangers replacement then? Because there's no Ranger that's going to play in this All-Star game. I think you're probably right.
Because Bochy called him and was like, I don't want any of my guys playing. They need a break. Do you not see the crap we're dealing with right now? Come on, we're trying to make a run here.
Man, that does actually, kind of feel like.
They would respect Bochy on that one, I think.
I
see where you're going with that.
But though, I was just fascinated that so many people are upset about Mizorowski. And I get why that is. But it doesn't ever seem like in the past you got anywhere near as much, you know, frustration or anything like that for all these token all-stars because you had to take one from this particular team, even though you're like, that guy doesn't deserve to be an all-star.
So the question you asked was, is the way that they do it outdated?
And I think from a couple of different
perspectives. Is that specifically, or are you talking about the way the voting is created?
So I think it's from two different perspectives because the voting only handles part of it.
Right.
And then you have, you know, the managers selecting and stuff like that. And so if you're talking about, like, we want to get people invested, right? Do you care about seeing this pitcher who has had a ho-hum career but's doing well this year? Do you care about seeing them out there? Or do you care about the guy who can throw the ball 102 miles per hour going up on the hill against Aaron Judge just to see what's what?
That's the dude I want. That's what I want to see. That absolutely is what I want to see.
And so I don't understand why it goes one way in terms of how dare you put this kid in there. He hasn't earned it. But we have to have all teams represented. Like, this is a little league basketball game where everybody has to play.
You do have to admit, though, and while it was fun for us, it was pretty ridiculous the way the All-Star team looked a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When the Rangers had the entire infield. And, you know, like, that was pretty ridiculous how that laid out.
I will most certainly admit I loved it, and I thought it was super fun as a kid. I'm with you. I would watch to see the Rangers. Then you got to the point where you're like, all right, my guys aren't starting. Mm-hmm. I'll check in like the sixth or seventh inning. But that seems to just get a total pass.
And there also, Kevin, there was a thing about back then, we didn't get to see a lot of these guys outside of
that's true.
If they were playing against our team.
Now you can watch.
So when was I going to see Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
You know, when was I going to see some of these great names that I hear so much about unless I see them play in the All-Star game? Because right. We just didn't have the same access right. that we have now. And I don't know if I take that for granted now.
And I think it's much less likely that you'll hear somebody be like, I can never watch Mizorowski pitch if not for this. You're like, you probably could. By the way, this article is on The Athletic several days ago, and I've been meaning to bring this up. Who is the weirdest or, I guess, most forgotten all-star for each team in the past quarter century? Do you remember for the Texas Rangers in 2008, Milton Bradley was an all-star for the Texas
That's
Rangers?
That's where we were, Kevin, at that time.
Hey, and at that time, he was having a hell of a season. He was hitting .321 with an AL best .999 OPS and was the starting DH at Yankee Stadium. It's just Milton Bradley is not a player that I think about in the pantheon of Rangers history.
How many times in Milton Bradley's career was he an all-star?
Ooh, I'm going to say twice.
Once.
Just that time?
That one time. Kevin, also that year,
hell yeah,
he finished 17th in MVP voting. So that's the only time he was ever considered for MVP. One time. Was he the one that believed in dinosaurs or the one that went up to the booth and got mad about that? Because Carl Everett was one of those.
I thought the dinosaur one was older, and okay. I believe in dinosaurs. In me.
But there's something. I'll go look it up.
Also believe in dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. By the way, one quick note for you. Marquise Grissom Jr. played in the Futures game, and he was rocking a pair of Chipotle-inspired kicks. The little swoosh on the Nike emblem was made up of foil from Chipotle.
Really?
And I thought that was just really neat. Even though Freebirds is better.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.